It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. 9th Judicial District Attorney Jeff Cheney is here with us today. Under a little bit circumstances than the last time, right?
That's right.
When you were a candidate, Jeff Cheney. Along with Jeff is Jennifer Hager. She is a forensic nurse coordinator with the Mountain West SANE Alliance. SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners. You may recall this came up a little bit, actually, during the DA's campaign. Sherry Kaloya made it a point of mentioning that she brought back the SANE program, which was discontinued by a previous district attorney. Jeff, it's always curious seeing someone new come into a position like district attorney, a political position, if you will, and seeing what programs are going to stay, what changes need to be made. This is one of those that you have hung on to and you've embraced.
Oh, without question. I learned a long time ago as a prosecutor prosecuting sexual assault cases in our courts that prosecutors have an interest in collecting the best evidence and making sure that we're prosecuting the right people for the right crimes. And a SANE nurse involvement in a criminal prosecution for sexual assault is without question, one of the most critical pieces of what we do as prosecutors and law enforcement. It enables us to, A, ensure that a crime was committed, or at least get us to a point of being more comfortable knowing that a crime was committed. B, it can help us identify a perpetrator. And C, it can give juries forensic evidence, which juries expect in our day and age, having so much exposure on television about what is forensic science, you know, what is DNA, and the sexual assault nurse examiner, or sometimes referred to as the forensic nurse examiner, enables us to present the best evidence and prosecute cases that need to be prosecuted. They also can, quite frankly, benefit an accused person. SANE examiners can collect evidence that can, in fact, exonerate people, and we are in the business of pursuing justice, and certainly we want people who are accused of crime to actually have committed the crime, and we don't want to prosecute people that didn't commit crimes. So this is a very important program. I'm thankful to Ms. Kaloya for blessing and supporting the stand-up of the program. We are enjoying success this year like we haven't for a while, and I think that that's due in large part to Jennifer's efforts. Jennifer Hager, our coordinator, she is respected in the medical field, and she's out promoting the benefits of knowing about the SANE program. And the main purpose for us being here, and by the way, thank you for having us. I'm less out of breath this morning than I was as a candidate, although still breathing a little hard. But
well, that's part of the job, right?
That is.
Anytime
that is, yeah.
You walked in and I said, you look like the stereotypical prosecutor.
That's right. My tie is not tight. I'm running. But I do have a tie on, by the way. But I will tell you that this program is really something that makes me happy to get up in the morning and know that I get to go be the district attorney of this district, because this program is going to give victims of sexual assault a way in which we can get the best evidence and prosecute the right cases. And quite frankly, the prosecution that I have done without SANE exams was quite challenging. Because, as I said, juries expect forensic evidence. So we're grateful that our victims don't have to drive all the way to Frisco as they did in the past. As you might imagine, a snowy February morning, that's a hard trip to make, if you can even make it, if El Paso is open. And that's what our victims in our district had to do for quite some time, sometimes go to Grand Junction. But now, thanks to Jennifer, thanks to Ms. Kaloya for supporting the program, our victims are going to be able to get served right here in the 9th Judicial District in Garfield County. And we just appreciate you having us here to let the public know about it, because I think a lot of people don't know about it.
Sure. We'll talk a little bit about the process that's involved, but still laying the groundwork here. I hear time and time again that sexual assault is one of the most underreported crimes. And I have to think that one of those reasons would be the examination. Because it is a very, I mean, you've already been violated. Then in some way, or at least in the victim's mind, they're kind of violated again just through the course of the examination that has to happen for that evidence collection. So before the Mountain West SANE Alliance, or the SANE program in the 9th Judicial District, these victims then had to travel hour and a half on dry roads, so double that plus on slick roads. And I don't know how that would affect the
willingness of the victim.
Well, the willingness of the victim, as well as the quality of the evidence that's going to ultimately be collected. And so it just seems all the way around like it's a good, positive thing.
It is.
So, Jennifer, you've done a lot of head nodding so far. So let's get you into the conversation here a little bit. You were involved from the early stages. You said back in 2015 is when, I mean, there were some conversations in 2014. 2015, you actually started working with victims of sexual assault.
Yes, that's correct. In 2015, I approached Rob Glassmeyer and Danielle Yon, who was the forensic nurse coordinator down in Mesa County, and about the possibility of approaching Sherry Kaloya and establishing a SANE program here locally. And then the conversation started with starting a committee, an establishment committee, and there were a few of us who just kept with it and kept talking with the county commissioners who were on board with this, as well as public health department, who was willing to be able to donate an exam room for us. And then we started fundraising with law enforcement and area hospitals being our major donors, getting us started. So our first exam was done in December of 2016. We opened in December of 2016.
So it's a multifaceted approach, I guess you might say. You're getting grants, would you call them grants, from different organizations in the area?
We get cash donations from local area law enforcement agencies, also from the hospitals. At this point, we've also had a cash donation from a local dentist, Dr. Johnson. We just heard about that this morning, so which we thank very much for being able to run a fundraiser for us and thinking of us since we're such a new organization. And we are in the process of writing grants and hopefully becoming and standing on our own and becoming a nonprofit at some point.
What's the benefit of being your own nonprofit as opposed to, say, being under the umbrella of the district attorney?
Well, for us as a SANE organization, as a sexual assault nursing organization, we like to be a little bit on our own and not be actually associated with the DA's office as we are supposed to be, and we are fair, unbiased, you know, we can exonerate someone who is being prosecuted as well as help the prosecution. So
from a legal standpoint,
we like to be on our own and standing on our own, as well as we appreciate the efforts also of the DA's office in helping us get started.
Now, you were an ER nurse
yes.
before you became a forensic nurse examiner, I guess you would be what you would call yourself now. I'm sure that you probably saw some sex assault cases in the emergency room as well, and so it makes sense now that area hospitals would also want to donate to a specialized organization like yours.
That's correct. In the emergency department, it could take up to 3 to 4 hours to conduct a sexual assault exam, which takes up a room in the emergency department, and emergency rooms are very busy. So it also takes up a lot of time for the physicians. Whereas nurses are trained to be able to do medical screening exams that physicians would be doing otherwise in the emergency departments. So this does take a lot of strain off of the emergency rooms and also off the physicians. Of course, if we were to ever see a patient that comes into our community exam room who is indeed very, you know, very distressed or they are injured in any way, we would, of course, send them to the emergency rooms to be, you know, to be right. seen by a physician.
You're not treating medically. You're there to gather this evidence, right?
We do treat medically. Okay. We do treat medically. We have standing orders. We have a medical director who is Dr. Leanne Coker, who writes us standing orders and also orders to give certain medications for sexually transmitted infections. So we can do that right there in the exam room. As long as there's no major injury or any mental health distress that they would need to be seen emergently, we can handle everything there. We can treat someone for pregnancy prophylaxis. We can treat for sexually transmitted infections. We can do referrals to area agencies for follow-up care.
So, I assume that law enforcement, by and large, would be aware either directly or through the district attorney's office of your program and what you do, but maybe not. Sometimes communication, everybody has different levels and different successes with the communication that they can do within their organization. But if anyone would like more information about Mountain West SANE Alliance, you have a phone number, website? I mean, everybody has a Facebook page, right? It seems like an unusual thing for a Facebook page, but you never know.
Well, actually, we do plan on developing a Facebook page and a website, hopefully this year or next with a website, but definitely a Facebook page this year. And we do have one number to call, and that's 970-319-1628.
So if you call that number, who are you going to get?
You're going to get one of the nurses. There are three nurses right now who carry the beeper.
So that would that's an on-call number.
That is an on-call number. Okay. You can call 24/7, 365 days a year. Someone will always be there to answer your questions. We may not be able to perform an exam immediately, as we are very small, but we can always advise, refer, or get an exam as soon as possible.
We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about exactly what's involved in one of these examinations and why it's important. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again this afternoon, we're visiting with Jennifer Hager. She is a forensic nurse coordinator for Mountain West SANE Alliance. SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners. Jeff Chaney is the 9th Judicial District Attorney, who, of course, utilizes the services of Mountain West SANE Alliance. Again, the reason it's a separate organization, obviously it would look a little fishy in court, you might say, if the district attorney, someone on the district attorney's staff is collecting all this evidence and interpreting it and all of that. So this is part of the checks and balances in the judicial system, right, Jeff, to make sure that it's an independent organization that's examining this. And that's not to say that the evidence that's collected by the SANE examiners will not be available for testing by, you know, a third party or for the defense or something like that as well.
Sure. I think that's a good observation. I mean, we always think of Lady Justice. She holds the scales and everyone notices. Sometimes they don't notice that she's blindfolded. And what we like with regard to evidence collectors and people who are involved with providing evidence, whether it be to exonerate a person or to incriminate a person, we want that collector to be neutral, detached, and basically blind to a particular outcome so that they're not seeking to achieve a particular goal or objective except justice. That's to make sure that, you know, a crime was committed and we're pursuing that prosecution against the right person.
Do you have data on number of sexual assaults on an annual basis in the ninth?
I don't. Not readily available to me. I have a lot of data in my head, but that's not something I have yet.
Well, again, that's one aspect of the job, so I wouldn't expect you to know it right off the top of your head.
Unfortunately, I don't. I would just be guessing.
And you're a couple months into the new job, so it may be one of those things where a deputy might handle that information and you may not have firsthand knowledge of each and every one of those cases that's prosecuted or decided or not prosecuted.
Right. And that's interesting. You mentioned cases that aren't prosecuted. I mean, there are quite a few cases that come to our office as a result of an investigation that never really make it on a radar because thorough, critical prosecutors evaluate the evidence and make sure that the decision is based upon admissible evidence in court. And the prosecutor has to abide by a standard of having a reasonable belief that he or she can prove beyond a reasonable doubt to 12 people that a crime was committed and that it was committed by this particular person. So we filter every decision through that, and some cases pass through, some cases don't. Obviously, those cases that pass through are there's data that is collected on those because we track, you know, whether they went to trial, whether they were resolved by plea agreement, and then what the particular sentence was. And so there are a lot of cases. Certainly there's enough, regrettably in our community, there's enough cases involving sexual assault that we need this program. And we need our community to be aware of it, and we need our community to support it in any way they can, either by word of mouth or by donation. And so we're very grateful that we have the program. And right now the district attorney's office is the coordinator basically of the grant money. Our goal is to get to a place that you described, and that is that Mountain West Sane Alliance stands on its own. Because certainly there's still a connection with Mountain West Sane Alliance and the DA's office, and that connection is just by sheer necessity of getting it stood up and getting it sustainable.
You're passing through the grant money.
That's right. That's right. And so our goal is that it becomes a sustainable, independent alliance that is that blind evidence collector. And I'm not saying you're blind, Jennifer. Actually, you're not. But the job they have to do is really to collect evidence. It's not to make a determination whether crime was committed. It's just to collect evidence and give it to the people involved.
Well, but there's a secondary benefit to the victim as well, in that it's a friendly face. Again, in the emergency room, obviously the hospital does everything they can to keep everything as private as possible, but just by nature of the fact it's an emergency room, Jennifer, there's a lot of activity. There are people in and out doing different things, you know, going about their duties. And with the SANE examination, again, you're in a different location, and you can somewhat alleviate all of that activity and make it a little more private. Again, this person, we're kind of stepping outside the judicial process here. We're assuming that they've been violated. Right.
Well, there's been a report of a violation for sure. That's what gets us into the room.
There you go. That's examination. Listen to the prosecutor. I like the way he put it. But assuming that that's the case, there's all of this other stuff that has to happen anyway in the course of the examination. You said that can take 4 hours?
It can take up to 4 hours, depending on the amount of evidence that we take, on the amount of injury. We do also forensic photography. That can take some time. We get a complete history. We do a complete physical examination from head to toe. We do a complete medical history. We do referrals. The examination process, once we get to the examination process for, you know, the genital examination, that usually does not take as much time. Mostly what we do is we get a good history from the person. We do a very thorough physical examination, and we take forensic photography, and we do referrals afterwards. There is a lot that has to be done with the sexual assault kit, and with each and every evidence collection. It's very detailed. It's very methodical, and so it can take some time. Anywhere from, I would say the average would be probably 2 to 3 hours. And for some more detailed exams can take up to 4 hours.
And it requires special training to become a sane examiner, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
you have to start with the nurse certification. So you've got, you know, the medical degree. You've got the it's a board process, isn't it? Like you have to take the board test to become a nurse.
That is to become a certified sane examiner. You can still conduct examinations and not be sane A or sane P certified. It takes approximately 2 to 3 years of experience as a sane nurse to be able to sit the certification exam. So you do have this rigorous process of learning and experience before you can become a certified sane.
And you mentioned, I think you mentioned this during the break, it wasn't on the air, that all of the nurses involved in Mountain West Sane Alliance are volunteers?
Yes, we're volunteers. And we carry the beeper 24/7, 365 days a year. And we do this voluntarily. We are not on call. So when you call us, we are coming out to perform an exam. We are not on call. We are not paid to be on call.
So we're going to give you two phone numbers. The on-call number, so the number that you call or that law enforcement would call if they need to talk about an examination is 319-1628. Again, Garfield, Pitkin, and Rio Blanco County. Sorry, I'm so used to saying Eagle County, but that would be the fifth, right? So again, Garfield, Pitkin, Rio Blanco County residents, this program is available for. It's 319-1628. Is there a magic time, you know, as Jeff said, you know, on TV we hear all about the sanctity of the evidence and DNA evidence deteriorates over time. Is there a magic number of hours or minutes that can pass before this evidence is – there's less of a chance of viable evidence being collected?
Well, the Colorado evidence collection guidelines, we go by that. For adults, we can go up to 120 hours or 5 days, and we really do like to get evidence as quickly as possible. We can collect evidence and send in a sexual assault kit in as many as 5 days. But we do like to keep it under a 72-hour process.
But of course,
if we can.
It's the irony of it is the only thing the victim wants to do is take a shower,
that's correct.
Get cleaned up. And that's not always advisable when you're talking about evidence collection. You know, we have certainly heard that in certain high-profile cases over the last 10 or 15 years, which I'm not going to bring up and retry in KMTS court. But, you know, we certainly have heard that a number of times. Again, that phone number is 319-1628. So that's the on-call number. A nurse, a sane nurse examiner, will answer that call or return the call. It's like a pager number, right, like a voice pager.
That's correct.
So if anyone is listening right now and they're saying, hey, that sounds like a local program I would like to support, what is your number so that folks can give you a call and coordinate that?
I think the number to call would probably be, at this point, you can call the 319-1628, or you can call my own personal phone number, which is 970-987-9367. Or you can also call the DA's office, who would be happy to take any information on any fundraising that you may want.
Okay. Again, kind of in these early stages, as you will, trying to get the organization on its feet.
That's correct.
Again, that phone number is 319-1628. It sounds like, Jennifer, you'd like that to kind of be a one number fits all for
it
right now.
It makes it easier. Makes it easier for everyone.
Okay.
That was our purpose in the very beginning, was to keep it easy and have one-stop shopping so that somebody would just have to call one number and not have to worry about calling any others.
Right. Again, in the unfortunate event of a sexual assault, hopefully law enforcement is aware of the Mountain West Sane Alliance. If not, maybe it's a good number to keep around. I feel bad saying that, but, you know, at the end of the day, maybe it's not such a bad idea. You know, and again, you can support this great local organization as well. so that, you know, I like what Jeff said. You know, DNA evidence has been used a number of times as well to exonerate people as well as prosecute. So it kind of goes both ways as well. We'll take one final break, come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Jeff Chaney, the 9th Judicial District Attorney. They have been supporting for the last couple years the Mountain West Sane Alliance, the sexual assault nurse examiners. Ultimately, an independent third party that can gather sexual assault evidence and then provide it, you know, for further testing and that kind of thing. But for right now, District Attorney is helping out, trying to get this great local organization on their feet. All volunteers. So nurses, you think about, again, I'm going back to TV. You know, Jeff, you mentioned the crime procedural dramas and all this information we hear about DNA and forensic evidence mm-hmm. and all of that. Well, take a step back and we look at the doctor shows and we look at the nurses and they're always, you know, overworked and underpaid and working long hours. And in the case of the SANE examiners, they're volunteering their time to carry the pager.
That's right.
So that they get called out and they go and do these examinations when they are called upon. And so it's I can't think of a more selfless act. And again, that's right. Jennifer, I have to think that it's because of those experiences in the emergency room that really drives you to want to do that.
That's correct. Yeah. You just see that people are more stressed in the emergency room than they would be somewhere else in a quieter location. Although some emergency rooms do have a dedicated SANE room and do have dedicated SANE programs, our local, we're so local and in rural here, we just don't have the buildings and the room to be able to do that. And it's nice to be able to take the sexual assaulted patient out of that brouhaha, so it was. You know, it's very, very loud and it can be very stressful in the emergency room anyway. So it's nice to be able to take them out into a safe location and a quiet location where they can have either a family member or someone there waiting for them. We can have advocates that can meet them there at that location as well. And then we can conduct the SANE exam without any distractions whatsoever.
You mentioned at the beginning a number of local organizations that have already supported the program, again, trying to get it on its feet and up and running. And would you mention those again? I know you mentioned the Garfield County Commissioners were one of the early organizations that stepped up and gave some money to the program. You said that Department of Human Services provides an examination space, which, of course, is what you're talking about there. You know, a quiet room where this examination can take place with all the hustle and bustle of a working emergency room.
Yes, a local law enforcement agencies, Aspen Police, and I think Sheriff Lou Valerio was very generous in getting us helped and started. The local area hospitals, Aspen Valley Hospital, Valley View Hospital, and Grand River Hospital were very generous, and also Grand River Hospital donated quite a bit of materials for us to get started. And their director of nurses is on our committee and has been very helpful in getting us started. So we do
and of course,
thank
the
our
ninth
area
judicial,
law enforcement.
The 9th Judicial District Attorney's Office, of
That's
course,
correct.
Is also.
That's correct. And Sherry Kaloya for getting us started. We would not be here without, you know, her work.
Again, if anyone is listening right now, you know what? Maybe some nurses that would like to learn more about becoming a certified, what is the term again, forensic nurse examiner. You can also call that number with only, you said, three of you, Jennifer?
There's only three of us right now. We are recruiting.
So if it sounds like something that you would like to get involved in, you know, I imagine it would be heartbreaking at times, and yet at the same time, it would be very rewarding as well. Again, that phone number is 319-1628.
Also wanted to mention Dr. Johnson's dentist office again.
Yes,
they performed a fundraiser for the Mountain West SANE Alliance and raised a significant amount of money in which will go directly to that program. So we want to thank them as well.
Anything else either of you would like to mention as we wrap things up?
The only other thing that I would like to mention from the nursing standpoint is that it is a very rewarding position, very rewarding, very autonomous. You work alone. You work with a lot of multidisciplinary teams, and it's really rewarding work. And so if any nurses out there are interested, we do have where we are developing a training program which we could also help financially to get them on their feet and get them started with us. And also I wanted to mention logistically that the Mountain West St. Alliance does only perform at this time sexual assault exams on adults, and Riverbridge does do the children. So we did want to make that separate to the public so that they do know that we do not see children alone in the community. They are seen 0 to 18 or 0 to 21 okay. are seen by Riverbridge.
Well, there's another nod to Riverbridge.
Yeah.
They do such good
Absolutely.
Work. They really do.
Absolutely.
And the what would you call Dr. Coker, the physician supervisor?
Yes, she is our medical director, and she writes our orders, and we also do case review and peer review with her.
So if any nurses are familiar with Dr. Coker and would like to work with her on this level, take that into consideration as well, I suppose. Jeff?
I just want to remind the community to be grateful for the place that we live, to have volunteers commit their time and effort for such a worthy cause. If you or you suspect a member of your family has been sexually assaulted, please remember the SANE program. We want to do the best job we can as law enforcement and prosecution in bringing cases that need to be brought that is supported by forensic evidence. And so please remember the SANE program and remind your family members of the SANE program. And if you're an accused thinking about assaulting someone, know that we have these programs and we have these efforts we're going to marshal to hold you accountable. So that's what I would mention.
Again, that phone number, if you would like to learn more about the Mountain West St. Alliance, is 319-1628. Again, any level of information, whether you're a nurse and you'd like to know about becoming one of those nurse examiners, if you're a member of law enforcement, you'd like to know a little bit more about the process so that when you're investigating one of these cases, you know a little bit more about what's going to happen. I'm sure that the members of the district attorney's office are well aware of it as well. Again, it's just purpose today. It's not any particular specific fundraiser or anything like that. Just get the word out.
Thanks
again
for helping us.
That phone number is 319-1628. And it is like a pager number, so you'll get a call back from one of the volunteer nurses, but they can answer your question or talk to you about a fundraising opportunity or whatever the case may be. All the best. Jeff, thank you for continuing this great program. Jennifer, thank you for your hard volunteer work. And we'll look forward to talking to you about this again sometime in the future. Looking forward to talking about this doesn't really seem to make sense, does it? But we are fortunate to have this program here so that it helps a little bit and it helps with the prosecution or exoneration.
Correct.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.